Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Healing School. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I am so glad that you have joined us here as we look into the Word of the Living God to teach us what He has said about God's will to heal us. This series is so that those that need to be healed can learn what the Bible says about it. Those that want to teach others what the Bible has to say about it. So Healing School is to teach us what Jesus did for us through His death, burial, and resurrection, because healing is a part of the salvation package. Salvation is the beginning for you to be in right standing with God so that you can receive the benefits of God and you can testify of the goodness of God in this land of the living. Healing is for now, not just for when you go to be with the Lord, but for the here and now. God wants to make a difference between His children and the world. He has done it all along with the children of Israel. When the plagues came, there was a difference made between God's people and the world's people. And God has not changed. He has not changed. No matter what the situation or the circumstance concerning healing or anything else that is not good in your life, God has made a difference. And that difference, the way to that difference between God's people and the world's people and the devil's people is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So we're going to be delving into the scriptures to see what God has said about it. So let's pray. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. We give you honor for your word. For your word is true. And your word is true, and your word is truth. And that every one of your righteous decrees endures forever. God, we thank you that you are God that does not change. You were healing back in the day of Jesus, and so you are healing now. You're healing now. You're healing now. Jesus was God manifested, and he was demonstrating to us what God would have done in this earth. And so, therefore, Jesus went about teaching the gospel and preaching the gospel and healing all sickness and all disease among the people. Hallelujah. So therefore, he, through us, wants to do that today. He wants to show that God is. He wants to show that God is still healing today. And so it doesn't matter what the doctors have said or what disease the doctor said you have. It only matters what the word of God says. And so that's what we're going to be looking at, what the word of the living God says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So then, we've already begun this series, and we established the fact that in the beginning, God created man in his image. God is a speaking spirit. So are we speaking spirits. And it is through faith in that true and living God that we can speak what God says and see it manifested in our lives. I want to begin first, before we, review what we said the last time. Our foundational scriptures for the Healing School, Isaiah 53, 4 through 5, and I'm going to read King James Version here. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes are healed. And then we're going to go to Proverbs 4:20-27, another foundational scripture. You ought to write these down so that you can meditate on these scriptures, these foundational scriptures. And let me just pause. I apologize and give our call-in number, because as you listen to this, as you have questions, or if you want to be prayed for, we welcome you to call in. That call-in number is 213-943-3746. Again, 213-943-3746. Okay, foundational scripture number 2, Proverbs 4:20-27. My son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear to my saying, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Notice he said, my son, attend to my words. The word of God, he says, attend to the word. Attend to what God has said about any situation, any circumstance. Attend to the word. Read God's word. Meditate God's word. Declare God's word over your life. This is the path. Guess what? And that word is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. That's the Gospel of John 1:1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And verse 14 of John 1, the Gospel of John, says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We're talking about Jesus Christ. And so Proverbs is saying in chapter 4, verse 20-27, my son, attend to the word. Attend to it. You got to, when you attend to something, you're going to study it. You're going to read it. You're going to meditate on it. Attend to my word. Incline thine ears to my saying. You got to listen to it. Let them not depart from your eyes. You got to keep looking at it. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. How you get it in the midst? By saying it. For they are what? Life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Health, the word of God that you're going to attend to, it will bring you health. Will bring you health. You need to take your, if the doctor has told you you have to take a certain medicine 4 times a day, well, listen, take that medicine 4 times a day. Before you take that medicine, though, take the word of God 4 times a day. You need to say, my son, attend to my word. Incline thine ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Verse 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence. You got to guard your heart. You got to put in your heart the word of God. Not the word of a doctor. Not the word of a friend. But the word of God. Put it in your heart by saying it. Put away from thee a froward mouth. A froward mouth would be saying what the world says instead of saying what God says. A froward mouth would be declaring what a doctor says instead of what the word says. The doctor may say you got to die, but the word of God says you got to live. Jesus said the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it goes on, let thine eyes look right on, thine eyelids look straight before thee, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not from the right hand to the left. Remove thy feet from evil. So do what's right before God and speak God's word, study God's word, attend unto God's word, and it will bring you life and health. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the second passage that is foundational to us. And then, of course, we have 1 Peter 2:24, that says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, we're not going to teach. We're not going to teach all of what we have taught in lessons past, but we're going to review. There were some principles that I gave you. We're going to review those principles. We're talking about how to receive healing according to the Bible, and this way of receiving healing is actually operating in the supernatural instruction that God has given us. Remember, healing is a part of the salvation package. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we receive a package of blessings, a package which includes healing, it includes deliverance, it includes redemption, it includes deliverance from lack, poverty, financial defilement, and debt. It includes deliverance from sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities, calamities, and accidents. All of those things are included in the salvation package. It's salvation, soteria. It means for us to nothing lacking, nothing broken, hallelujah, in our lives. God, what he did through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and this is a review, we said that earlier, he made man in the beginning, connected to God, and man had everything that he needed. He didn't lack anything, and God put him in dominion over all the earth. But when Adam separated from God, that means that he died spiritually. His spirit was no longer connected to God. And every man, woman, child born in the earth from the fall of Adam was born with a dead spirit. Was born with a dead spirit. And so God spoke Jesus into existence, Genesis 3:15. And so Jesus came into the earth. He lived for a while, a sinless life. And Jesus did not, he came into the earth with a live spirit, a spirit connected to God, because his blood did not come from his Father. His blood came from God. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and she, a virgin, bore a child, Jesus, that was pure, that had pure blood, the blood of God. That precious blood that was shed that took away all of our sins. In fact, he took away the sins of the world. But you cannot appropriate, you cannot receive those blessings until you come to Jesus. Jesus said over in John 14, he said that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14. So you've got to be born again in order to receive those blessings of God. Hallelujah. John 14 tells us about that. Yes, John 14, 6, Jesus said unto him, to Thomas, was talking to Jesus, and Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Healing, your right to healing comes as you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And as that cloak of righteousness, as you have been reconnected with God, as that old spirit of yours is put to death by the Holy Spirit, and a new spirit, a new you placed on the inside of your body, hallelujah, hallelujah, connected to God, in fellowship with God, that cloak of righteousness put upon our back. These are the things that ensure you that healing belongs to you. See, the enemy might say, oh, you got to die, but that's a lie. And Jesus said he was the father of lies. So you're not going to believe a lie, and you're not going to focus on enemy says, you are focusing on a lying vanity. The Bible says, if you focus on lying vanities, you forsake God's mercy. See, God's mercy come when you focus and declare and believe and release faith in what God has said. In fact, over in Hebrews 11:6, it says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. God is a rewarder of those things. Hallelujah. Of those people who diligently seek him. So when you diligently seek God, you're diligently seeking his word, what his word has to say about it. There's so many sicknesses and diseases out here in the earth realm today. But God, our Father, loved us so very much that he provided the means for us to live in the divine help of God. God told us over in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20, I have set before you life and death. Choose life so that you and your children might live. And so these are the foundational principles that you must understand. So you got to get in your Bible and read these scriptures that we're talking about. You need to read the Bible. If you just started reading, then focus in on Psalms, Proverbs, and the Gospel. Read through the New Testament. Read through it again and again and again. Meditate on it again and again and again. See what God has said. Embrace what God has said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So then, let's look. Let's just review some of the principles that we gave you. Number one, know that you are made in the image of God. God is a speaking spirit, so you too are a speaking spirit. So you understand that. This was the first principle that I gave you. You need to understand that. See, we're learning how to operate from our seat. The Bible says we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Till his enemies are made his footstool. Hallelujah. Let's just look at that, because, see, I want you to know and understand that's over in Ephesians 1. Let's just look for a moment. Hallelujah. Isn't this good news? Ephesians 1, let's begin reading at 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, may give unto you, you and me, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. See, everything comes through the word, in the knowledge of him. You got to have knowledge of the word. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That you might know what this Bible says that you can have. See, you ought to say, I can have what God says I can have. I can do what God says I can do. You see, verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe. So you got to believe. You got to make Jesus your Lord and become a believer. According to his working of his mighty power. This is done. Your salvation is accomplished. When you come and ask Jesus to be Lord of your life, the Holy Spirit of the living God, the creative force of the living God, when you voice that, when you speak that out, then the Spirit of God manifests in you a new spirit. Hallelujah. It says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what? Who believe. Now, this greatness is the fact that you, the old man that was in you before you received Jesus, he's gone. And the new man is there by the Spirit of God because you asked Jesus to come into your heart. you see. And the Holy Spirit accomplishes that by burying your old man and putting a new spirit within you, one connected to God. Hallelujah. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, what, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, see, the creative force of God, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Same thing he did with Christ when God, the Spirit of the living God, went down, quickened Jesus' body, hallelujah, and raised him from the dead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Same thing he'll do for you if you ask him to come into your heart. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and be Lord and Savior of your life. The Holy Spirit will then give you a new spirit and bear that old man. And then you are raised just like Christ to newness of life. You're a new being under new management. Hallelujah. The management of the living God. Hallelujah. As you submit yourself, see, to what God has said and to what Jesus has done, you're under new management. You're operating from that seat in Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father. You're operating in this earth realm according to the dictates of the kingdom of God and by the rules and regulations of the kingdom of God that you find in this book, the Bible, the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says here, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet. Remember, I said all things, Jesus seated at the right hand until all things are put under his feet. Guess who's got to do that? We're in the earth realm. We are part of Christ's body. And so the body has to operate according to the kingdom of God rules and put the enemy under the feet. See, put sickness under the feet. Put poverty under the feet. Put all the evil that the enemy might try to bring to you under the feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have dominion over the things of this earth realm that affect us. We have dominion. God has given us authority and dominion. See, he didn't just say do this, but he's given you the authority to do it. You can ask and in the name of Jesus. You can speak to something in the name of Jesus. You can speak to the elements. Rain, cease, storm, peace be still. Whatever the situation that confronts you, you can use the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into that name and are safe. The name of the Lord. We're talking about a name. When you speak it, there's power in the name. Glory to God. Power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Power in the name of Jesus. There are a lot of voices around in the earth today that are declaring doom and gloom, declaring all sorts of ugly things. But let me tell you one thing. You, if you're born again, belong to God. And God makes a distinction. He makes a distinction among his people. He separates. Hallelujah. He protects his people. Hallelujah. He's made the way of escape. For every situation, there's nothing that can come against you in this earth realm that God has not already provided a means, a way of escape. And so lift up the voice, speak what God says, hallelujah, understand that you have been given authority and dominion over every situation and every circumstance that confronts you. We told you last time that God has instructed us to speak to the mountain or speak to the problem. He says if you speak to the problem, believe in your heart and declare what you have said and believe what you said, it shall come to pass. That's over in Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23 says you can have what you say. Remember, we are speaking spirits. And when we say it, come to pass. If we say it, that puts our angels to work on our behalf. Hallelujah. See, there are angels that can do surgery. If the doctor say you need surgery, there are angels that can do surgery. Hallelujah. 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 Our angels are ministering spirits sent to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. That's over in Hebrews chapter 1, down about 13 and 14 verse. Hallelujah. They're ministering spirits sent to minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. But over in Psalms 103, verse 20 through 22, it says they are the angels of God are hearken. They hearken to the voice of God's word. So they're not going to do a thing for you unless you are saying what God's word says. See, if you are faced with trouble, you need to say what God said about it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The gates of hell shall not prevail against me. That puts your angels to work on your behalf, protecting you. See, the Bible says he's given his angels charge over you to protect you in all your ways. He said they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You've got a mighty, powerful God on your behalf and the host of heaven to work on your behalf. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease is not stronger than God. And so we have to know what we have. And so therefore you got to attend to his word so you'll know what we have in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So it says, and has put all things on his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. We're his body, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all and all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's just such good news. Such good news. Such good news. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to read Ephesians 2 we'll come back to that. But let's go on. Know then that number one was to know in review that you are made in the image of God, and God is a speaking spirit, and you are a speaking spirit. And that's how you accomplish what you need to have accomplished in the earth realm. You speak it, and because of the Holy Spirit being in you and the angels of God being assigned to you, when you speak it, you expect for it to be manifest. And it will. God will honor his word. Let me pause again. Let's go over to Isaiah 55:11. Let's flip over there. Isaiah 55:11. Hold your finger there. Isaiah 55:11. King James says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. The word of God, the word of the living God, shall not return, he said, to him void, but it will accomplish. How's it going to be accomplished? When you speak it, the spirit of the living God, the creative force of God, goes to work to create. The angels of God that are assigned to you goes to work to do what needs to be done on your behalf. Hallelujah. Setting up assignments, setting up meetings, rearranging things on your behalf. Hallelujah. Let's read that in the Amplified. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effect useless. The word of God, when you say by Jesus' strength, I am healed, listen, the Spirit of God goes to work in your body. Your body has to line up with the word of God. The angel of God goes to work. If they have to do an operation, if they have to do something, you know, to aid you. When you speak God's word, it will not return void. It will not return useless. It will not return without the positive effect that you have need of. But it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper and please and purpose. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. So some people will go and say, well, God might not be pleased. Well, you have to understand spiritual things. You have to understand God's way of doing and being right. God Almighty sent into this world his Son. He lived and he died. He took upon him all sickness, all disease, all ugly things, all of sin, and everything that pertains to sin. Jesus took it on his body. He was sinless. He took that, and he paid the price for us. He shed his blood for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if Jesus did that to save us from sin and the effects of sin, well, you know it's the will of God for you to be healed. You know it's the plan and purpose of God for you to be healed. That blood of Jesus is not void of effect. The blood is continuously crying out. He's sprinkling his blood on the mercy seat, and his blood is crying out mercy every day. The Bible says the mercies of God are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He is faithful to his word. He's faithful to his word. He loves us. God loves us. You ought to say, God loves me. I'm saying it. God loves Valeria. See, you need to say, God loves whatever your name is. Because he loves us. He's already provided for us. He is not a father that doesn't provide for his children. He's provided. He doesn't want us walking around with sickness and disease in our body when Jesus already paid the price for it. When Jesus has already healed us. He said, I sent my word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. So healing is a part of the whole package. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He healed us spiritually and he healed us physically. Hallelujah. So don't let the enemy put sickness and disease on you. Don't receive a package from the enemy. Receive the word of God, which is health, life and health to all of your flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we see that the word of God will not return void. Okay, let's go on. We are teaching and we are reviewing the principles that we gave you, and that first one, that God is a speaking spirit and you were made in his image, and so you are also a speaking spirit, and that's how you're going to receive the blessings of God, by speaking God's word out in faith. See, faith is God's mode of operating. Speaking is God's mode of operating. We learned that in the last class over in Romans 4, 16 and 17, God who called those things that be not as though they were. He demonstrated that in the beginning when he created the heavens and the earth. He spoke and the Holy Spirit created. So you speak and allow him to create in your life. Number two, know that you are a speaking spirit. You got to know it. You got to know that this is how God operates. You got to know you can't say something you don't want. You say what God has said about you. You know, yes, again, the doctor may have given you a bad report, but you say, thank you, doctor, but I believe God. You know, I know you're trying to do your job, but I know a higher source. I know the healer, and he said, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. So I believe God. I'm going to focus in on what God said. Yes, you go ahead and take whatever medicine to relieve, you know, the immediate pain. But as you're declaring what God has said, then that pain has to leave your body. That word of God will purge out that sickness and disease. That word of God will purge out the source of that pain. See, pain has a source. go for the, you uproot the source. Hallelujah. You speak to it in the name of Jesus. You speak to the mountain. See, that's a mountain in your life. Speak to it and believe it in your heart, and it has to move. Hallelujah. Jesus said you can speak to a mountain and tell it to be cast into the sea, and it will obey you if you believe in your heart and say it out of your mouth. Hallelujah. You can uproot a mountain. Hallelujah. That mountain is representing a problem or anything that is a problem in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you, I am, and you are speaking spirit. Number three, understand God's way of doing things. And God's way of doing things is by calling those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. That's Romans 4:17 and Ephesians 6:17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you've got to, let's look at Ephesians, 6:17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to look at Ephesians, well, Romans 4:17. We'll look at that first. It says, and this is King James, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and causeth those things that be not as though they were. Do you have a growth in your body that the Spirit of God needs to quicken and make that abnormal tissue, uproot that abnormal tissue and replace it, restore it with normal tissue? See, he quickeneth the dead. Cancer is a tumor that has life to it, but it belongs to sin and death. So the word of God will quicken and purge that out of your body and cause and make alive your normal tissue in Jesus' name. It will uproot abnormal tissue and make alive and restore your mortal body. Hallelujah. That's what Ephesians 8:11 says. Hallelujah. Ephesians 8:11. Let's look over there. Let's look and see if we're, no, it's Romans 8:11. I apologize. Romans 8:11. Let's just look at it so you know it's there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8:11 says, hallelujah. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, dwells in me, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. The Amplified says it like this, and if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So the Spirit of God is at work. The Spirit of God is at work in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, that the Spirit wills, which is the word of God. That sword of the Spirit will cut out cancer. That sword of the Spirit will cut out AIDS. That sword of the Spirit will cut out diabetes, will cut out a hypertension. The sword of the Spirit, that word of God, when you speak it over your body, it will cut it out in Jesus' name. I heard a minister say this, if you take the word of God long enough, if you take enough of the word of God long enough, it will heal you. See, that's the reason why we say, you know, speak the word of God. When you take medicine 4 times a day or 6 times a day, before you take that medicine that the doctor gave you, take the word of God, because the word of God is what's doing the healing. the man-made medicine may be just working on a temporal thing. That's the pain that you're feeling. But the Word of God is going to the root cause, and it's decreasing that root cause. Hallelujah. It's purging out that root cause so that the pain has to go. The pain has to go. So you need to yell the Word of God out. Declare the Word of God over your body, over your life, over your children, over your family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So then, number four, speak only God's Word or in line with God's Word. That's what we're supposed to do. Verse 23, and we've mentioned that before, for verily I hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, this is Mark 11:23, and the principle is speak only God's word or in line with God's word. And why we want to do that comes from Mark 11:23 that says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And see, I was ministering to a lady one day, and the word of God, and what God said about her healing, she had been diagnosed with cancer. And so this lady, after I shared the word of God, I shared the fact that Jesus took sickness and disease, I shared the fact that God sent his word and healed, past tense her, that she needed to just receive, believe and receive what God's word said. You know what she told me? She told me that she'd been with this doctor for 23 years, and she trusts him. And so she made a decision right then and that day that she was going to believe that doctor. Above what I was showing her, I had the Bible. I was showing her the Word of God. I went chapter by chapter and verse by verse, teaching her what the Bible says about healing and how healing belonged to her. But she chose. See, God said, I said, before you, life and death. Choose life so that you can live. You and your children can live. So he's not going to hit you over the head if you choose the doctor's sayings above God's sayings. See, God is waiting for you to choose what he has said. He's waiting for you to declare what he has said in the face of the enemy. So that the Spirit of God and the angels of God can go to work on your behalf, manifesting the healing that has already been purchased for you. It belongs to you, but you receive it by faith in what God has said. You receive that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is so wonderful. What wonderful news. God loves us. He loves me. You need to say it yourself. God loves me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, that sickness, that disease is a mountain, and you got to say to it, what you going to say to it? By Jesus Christ, I am here. Jesus redeemed me. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I have been taken away from sin, and sickness is a part of sin. See, sin, death is the wages, the wages of sin is death. And so the doctor said, you got to die. No, I have been saved. Jesus took the sin for me. Hallelujah. He has cleansed me of sin, and he has given me a cloak of righteousness. Sickness and disease has no place in my body. The Spirit of God is on the inside of me. He quickens and makes alive my mortal body. He purges the very life force of God dwells on the inside of me, and it purges out sickness and disease. So you got it. God said it, so you have to receive it, and you have to embrace it. Hallelujah. I embrace it. I speak to my body. I say, body, line up with the word of God. I rebuke sickness and disease. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. It doesn't belong to me. Jesus already took it. So, therefore, you can't stay in my body. You are illegal. You are trespassing on the property of God. Sickness and disease does not belong to me. And you need to say it with that tenacity. You need to say it with that boldness. See, the Bible says, come boldly before the throne of grace to receive help, hallelujah, and mercy in the time of need. Sometimes you just need to say, Lord, have mercy, hallelujah, because his mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. You need to just receive the mercies of God. Father, I really don't know how to myself. Within myself, I don't really know what to do about this, but I know you know. I know you have provided a way. Your word says by these stripes I am healed. So therefore, I'm going to embrace your word. I believe I receive your word so manifested in my life. That's the way you have to go about it, with a boldness and with a tenacity of declaring his word. You need to get in your house and declare his word loud. See, you lift your voice and gain ground in the spirit realm. You need to let the enemy know, you cannot kill me. I will live and not die and declare the works of Almighty God. You need to say that. You need to say that. You need to say that, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the word of the living God. Psalms 118:17 says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. That's the word. And then Luke 1:37 says, with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. So when the doctors say, no way you can live, say, no, I'm with God. I belong to God. And with God, nothing is ever impossible. So God said I can live. So I choose life. I choose life. I do not choose death. I'm going to live, and I'm not going to die, and I'm going to declare the works of God. See, people will give God glory when you can manifest Jesus in your life. When they see that you didn't go under, when the doctor said you had to go under, then they're going to want to know this Jesus. This is how you're making the enemy of God your footstool. This is how you are making the enemy your footstool. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the body of Christ, and you want to demonstrate Satan's defeat in the earth realm. We are here to demonstrate that so that people can see the true and the living God living on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's number four. Speak only God's word or in line with God's word. Hallelujah. Believe it in your heart. So you can't. See, sometimes people will say things and they don't really believe it. So you got to get in there and meditate it and meditate on it and say it and say it and say it. You're getting it in your heart. You're getting it in your heart in abundance so that you can speak it out by faith. See, there is a profession to faith, and then there is a profession of faith. You cannot make a profession of faith or a confession of faith until you have gotten the word of God in your heart. See, we just say it, and shall not doubt in his heart. See, shall not doubt in his heart. You might doubt in your head because of what you're looking at, but you got to have it in your heart in abundance so your heart, you don't doubt in your heart. But you believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, then you shall have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you have a part to play in manifesting your healing in your life, in this lifetime. See, there's no sickness. See, understand, there's no sickness and no disease that cannot be cured by the word of God. All sicknesses, all diseases, all abnormalities can be cured by by the word of the living God. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you were born with. The word of the living God will manifest himself in your life, in your body, will create what needs to be created. Hallelujah. Years ago, we heard of Dr. Hagin, he's going to be with the Lord, was born with complications, and they said he would not live beyond 16. How many of you know he took this word of God and he meditated this word of God? And he, you see, from time to time he would be in coma, but he took this word of God. Hallelujah. And he saw that in the Bible said he could live. He really started with the New Testament and the Gospels. And he read and he embraced. And he read and he embraced. He read and he declared. He read and he meditated. And he came out of that, healed his body. And he lived to an old age. Hallelujah. Healing and teaching God's word. Oh, some of the most powerful principles and teachings of faith. Most people call him one of the fathers of faith. Hallelujah. And so he demonstrated Satan's defeat in the earth realm, and it drew millions of people to Jesus because they saw what God did in his life. And the Bible tells us God is not a respecter of persons. So we are to demonstrate Satan's defeat in this earth realm by utilizing God's word and by applying God's word to our life, particularly with healing, sickness and disease being so rampant in the earth realm today. We've got God's word. We've got the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is a strong tower. Hallelujah. And the righteous, we run into that word, and we are safe. We embrace that word, and we are safe. The word of God is alive. It is alive. It is a quickening power. The word of God is a quickening power, meaning that he will make alive. You might have a limb and the muscles have been atrophied, but if you speak to that limb and those nerves in that leg and in your brain and the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body. Left side of the brain controls the right side. So if somebody's had a stroke and you're praying for them, if it's left-sided weakness, you want to pray, lay your hands on the right side of the brain and command those nerve endings, command those muscles to conform to normal. The word of God, hallelujah, is a quickening power. It will heal and it will restore. Hallelujah. God has body parts. Hallelujah. If you need new kidneys, hallelujah, then ask for new kidneys. God will either give you new kidneys or restore the kidneys that you've got. I mean, you know, we're not going to box him in as to how he does it, but you want functioning kidneys. We thank you, Lord, for functioning kidneys of whoever needs to have kidneys that function properly. We thank you, God, for functioning hearts, new hearts, new pancreas. Knew whatever it is that you need, muscles restored, nerve endings restored. Those people who may have had accidents and had severed spinal cords and are paralyzed at a certain point, we speak to the spinal cord and the nerve from those areas that have been damaged. We command the scar tissue to go. We command the nerves to flow freely, and the impulses from the brain to go to the proper nerve endings and to the proper muscles and ligaments, and to cause them to be able to be mobile, cause them to be able to utilize that limb, hallelujah, to utilize their body as it's supposed to be utilized. You know, there's nothing too difficult, nothing too hard for God. God is God. I mean, he needs our cooperation to speak what he has said, to talk like he talks. We're talking about demonstrating, you know, Satan's defeat here. We're talking about operating according to the dictates of the kingdom of God, of whom we are citizens of that kingdom. We are not citizens of this earth. We are strangers in this earth. We belong to God. We are here, though, for a purpose, Hallelujah, until Jesus comes back, glory to God, to win people to Jesus. That's the heart of God. But they need this God at work in our lives. They need to see that we are serving a true and a living God. They need to see that God makes a difference between his children and the world. And they'll want to come to know this is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Sedele bahaso. Ingedele bahase. Endurobasi. Ingedele bahasa. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Again, if you want to know this Jesus, if you want to know this Jesus, let's pray the prayer now for those of you who would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Let's pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord and Savior of my life. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. I believe that you came into this earth and that you died and was buried and took upon you all the sins of the earth, my sins, and that you were raised from the dead, glory to God, that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I turn from my past and I turn to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Now fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me power that I might be that witness for you. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, with my own prayer language that I might pray pure prayer to you. Father, I thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for filling me with the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are now saved, and if you believe it in your heart and you spoke it out of your mouth, you are now saved, and you are also now filled with the Holy Spirit. It's important that we are filled with it because you need to, every day, pray in the Spirit, get instructions from the Holy Spirit. Remember, we taught in other classes that the Spirit of God, when Jesus said, I must go away, so that I can send the Spirit. Let's just look at that over in the Gospel of John 14. The Gospel of John. Let's flip over there. 14. Let's see. Let's read. And we're going to read. Well, let's just read 12 through a few verses. And Jesus is talking, it's read in my Bible. It says, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. What did Jesus do? He went around teaching and preaching and healing the sick, casting out devils. That's what he wants us to do in this earth realm so people will want to know this Jesus. It says, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these because I go to the Father. And I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name as presenting all that I am so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. As presenting all that I am. If you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter. The counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to its heart, because it does not see him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got a little technical difficulty here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I apologize. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, verse 20, let's see. Verse 16 again. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, or take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him, but you know him and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. See, he was talking about the Holy Spirit, and he said here in verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. See, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, when he was here, he cared for the disciples. But Jesus was one person. But he said, I must go so I can send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can indwell all of us that ask Jesus to come into their heart. And he is such that he can be everywhere at all times. Isn't that wonderful? When you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he comes into you. He bears the old man and gives you a new spirit. Your spirit connected to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit connected to God. And you see over in chapter 16, it says here on we're going to read 7, verse 7 and verse 13 in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I'm reading King James. It is expedient for you that I go away, Jesus is talking. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Verse 13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 We give you glory, Father. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Well, it's time. Our time is up here now, and we're going to close out. Again, the number to call in if you want to have prayer, if you want to ask questions. We're here to answer those questions. We're here to receive your calls. 213-943-3746. Love you much. Tune in the next time, the 24th, Tuesday. We'll be here again with Healing School, and Wednesday with Operating in the Supernatural, and Thursday again with Healing School. Love you much. Hope that the Word of God has been a blessing to you and that you are receiving your healing. Father, I thank you for these that have joined. I thank you, Father, for life and health flowing through their body, divine health. I thank you that the very life force of God flows through their bodies, perfecting and correcting all those things that concern them in the name of Jesus. Thank you that the Word is alive and is at work, hallelujah, in their bodies, and that your Word will not return void, but shall accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you send it. In Jesus' name, have a great week. We love you much.